Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is Part 2, the appalling gender transition process, and why I believe transgenders at present should not be in our military. If you are unable to hear Part 1, you can podcast it on your computer, wkjc.com. I will repeat some of my transgender information. According to Dr. Paul McHugh, who served for 26 years as a psychiatrist-in-chief at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, he asserts, every cell in the human body identifies as either male or female, with males having XY and females an XX chromosome. Transgender advocates claim that gender is assigned at birth. In fact, sex is an anatomical reality assigned when a baby is in the womb. Young people who are clinically impaired because they feel significant incongruence with their biological sex suffer from a condition known as gender dysphoria. Increasingly, children who suffer from gender dysphoria come to their ideas about their sex through psychological conflicts over the prospects, expectations, and roles that they sense are attached to their given sex, and presume that sex reassignment will lose or resolve them. He also asserts the claim that a human being can change his or her sex is starkly, nakedly false. Dr. McHugh is a renowned psychiatrist. I say what all that means is that children and young adults go through psychological stages in their lives, and it doesn't mean they should follow the transgender path. Children who choose gender transition begin a process that renders them dependent on the medical system for life. They are given puberty blockers at around age 12 and cross-sex hormones, estrogen for boys and testosterone for girls at age 16 or so, stimulating the development of secondary opposite-sex characteristics, such as facial hair in females and breast tissue in males. Many of the changes that result cease if hormone use ends, but some, such as changes in facial and body hair and balding in women, never go away. The medical risks of hormone-related treatment are significant. Puberty blockers stunt growth during use and may also decrease bone density. Girls who use testosterone may develop severe acne and have trouble with mood swings, anger, and aggression. Then there is sex reassignment surgery. This includes amputation of healthy body parts. Permanent sterility is likely. Other possible side effects: cancer, liver damage, diabetes, stroke, and heart attack. Liberal so-called compassionate people are influencing children and adults to being transgender, a kind of fashion statement in social media, a political correctness, when gender dysphoria is misinterpreted by non-medical professionals as transgender. The costs are extraordinary and a burden to our military, whose objective is to protect the American people and our country. At present, transgender is not an effective program in our military. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.